This is the NCARB podcast, where you get an inside look at licensure, regulation, and the initiatives shaping the future of architectural practice. I'm your host, Andy McIntyre, Vice President of Marketing and Communications at NCARB. And this season, we're diving into Pathways to Practice, NCARB's multi-year effort to rethink how architects become licensed.
Architecture is the hardware to the software of life, right? It is fundamentally about that interaction, and it makes life easier if we have a built environment that works.
Across 8 episodes, we'll explore how licensure got to where it is today and where it needs to go next. We talk with architects, educators, regulators, and NCARB leaders about education, experience, and the exam, and why each of those pillars is evolving.
And that portion of school where you go from conceptual to real is also really challenging. It's not something you're really gently moved into. It's kind of like you're doing something that's flowy and crazy, and all of a sudden, wait, you actually have to make this work.
You'll hear how the NCARB competency standard was developed, how research is shaping future licensure models, and what a more flexible, competency-based approach could mean for candidates from a wide range of backgrounds.
So we've seen that in our data as the number of reciprocal licenses starts to decrease a little bit, but that number of individuals who are licensed holds steady.
We also tackle the big questions. Why does licensure look the way it does today? Where do candidates face the biggest barriers? And how can we expand access without lowering standards?
Not everybody fits into the same mold. And so having different pathways to licensure, I think, is really important.
Whether you're a licensure candidate, an educator, a firm leader, or a regulator, this season offers clarity, context, and transparency into one of the most important conversations facing the profession.
Does this requirement to complete all divisions of the exam place an unfair burden on any one group or other?
This is Pathways to Practice, only on the NCARB podcast. Please follow the link in the show notes, subscribe now, and join us as we explore the future of architectural licensure.
Hello, my name is Demetrius. This is Jason.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
And you are listening to Spaces Podcast Express. Thank you for coming back, everybody. Jason, as I was just mentioning, I have like a long list of topics to chat about on this show, on this this format, our little show, in quotes.
You're usually prepared, yeah.
Yeah. But I was going through the list and I couldn't get the energy to touch on any of those topics, the mental energy and focus to jump on any of those today. Just having, you know, 2020. Just having one of those days where it's just a tidal wave of emotion and frustration and just everything coming down on you. And
yeah,
I guess kind of wanted to talk through how to push through those things. I was looking briefly at like a couple articles of how to mentally push past some of these crises. And just looking at those kind of helped pick up my spirit a little bit. I think once you start to feel like, even if it's an illusion to some extent, that you feel like you can
get lying to yourself.
Yeah, yeah. You can get control of the situation to some extent. It helps you feel a little bit better. But just wanted to chat a little bit about that. I don't know if you know, and those that may hear this at like right away, there was another shooting which kind of started the mental decline for today for me. And just, it was just a brutal story. So, and then just seeing some of the things that people are upset about, like other things that in my mind are really trivial, that's so just like not worth stressing about and being angry about. It's just all of that stuff. And trying to get through it early on this year, it was really difficult. I had probably a week or two that was just like really hard. And the thing that I think you do is just keep going. You just push through, and then at some point you'll get a breakthrough. So after a week or two, finally started to feel okay and back to normal earlier this year, and just get through and then start to get into a routine again. So that's part of it. So I wanted to share some of the things that I had come across this morning in these couple articles, but wanted to throw it to you just to get your initial thoughts off the back of how do you push through these sort of mental and emotional hard times when it comes to work, I guess.
I mean, hopefully we can just all agree 2020 has been absolutely fucked. I mean, there's no better term. I mean, for what's going on. I mean, it's brutal. I mean, in so many ways. And when you look at the topics we're dealing with, maybe a pandemic, you know, it's fine. Whatever side people are on is fine. I believe that it's an opinion and that's fine. But whether we're looking at that, whether we're looking at what's happening to people that own small businesses, which are what run 90% of the economy, you know, kids trying to go to school in a bubble or not being able to go to school, people being ripped of a complete social structure in so many ways, is interesting. And in a lot of ways too, we're getting to the point where you literally have mini civil wars going on.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at it from that perspective, it's part of the whole, but you've got these little mini civil wars, and the fact that we'd sit here and look at this and never be like, oh my God, like that would never happen here. You know what I mean? It's like, we're I can't even believe we're dealing with this. You know what I mean? And it makes you harken back and think about, you know, the heat that I would take for being pro 2A, you know what I mean? And seeing what's going on with, you know, gun rights and everything that happens now, and the same people that were arguing with me at one time asking me how to get one, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, and it's not right or wrong. It's just, it's crazy. You know what I mean? Just what's going on. And you take that, and then you take, you know, trying to run business in this whole thing, trying to keep your kids sane, trying to keep your loved ones, you know, wife, husband, whatever it is, going through all this. I have people that had people die in the hospital that couldn't see them. I mean, 2020 is just fucked. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
So it's a really interesting topic you ask, because I'm a pretty innate positive person. I'm not a sunshine and roses person, but I'm the person that's like, look, I can find something that to make this work. You know what I mean? And I can push through somehow, or I can keep at it, or, you know, over the wall, through the wall, under the wall, you know what I mean? It doesn't really matter what it is, but I'll tell you, man, even for somebody like me, I took some massive smashes last week. And then again, this morning, walking in, think I had certain things under control.
Yeah.
and it wasn't, you know what I mean? I literally just dealt with something where I was just like, you gotta be shitting me. You know, it's been hard. How do you keep going through it? One, you have to have the right people around you. So my wife is amazing, you know what I mean? And she cares about me, and she worries about me, I think, more than most people would. You know, the kids understanding what we're trying to build for the future, and instilling the right mindset and actions into the next generation gives me hope for what could be different later down the road, which I think is it. Because if you don't have hope, you have nothing, right? And, you know, and then the simple things that you can control that you don't have to change. So for me, it's figuring out a way to spend 2 hours sweating and working out every morning. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Whether I want to or not, and most days right now, I don't want to. It's getting out there and getting it done, because it gives you a sense of base, you know what I mean, and where you're at. I think being, you know, I don't know if we've talked about it on the phone. I do regular therapy with a therapist. So I can speak my mind and talk to somebody without any kind of judgments or whatever it is, and literally just mind dump and ask and get a true answer. Like, am I crazy? You know what I mean? What I'm thinking. And sometimes the answer is you could be. And sometimes it's like, no, that's a normal response. That's okay. Or based off of what I know about you, that's what I would expect. And it's like, okay. So I think that's helped do that. And look, man, the last thing that I'm going to ever point to, and really is the most important thing, is a foundation, at least for me, built on faith, built on God. Mm-hmm. And I think, I feel like a lot of things could be solved if more people had that same foundation. That may be pie in the sky. I don't know, but we have to try and represent that in every way we can. For me and my family, we will do that. But then again, going back to 2020, I mean, society has tried to even take that from people. So, it's hard, man. Like, this has been brutal. Like, I've got somebody calling me right now that I know is not going to be a good phone call when I get off of this. Yeah. At least that's the way I feel about it. You know what I mean? Who knows? So it's a tough topic, man. It is a hard time.
Yeah.
And I think when you look at it too, you know, I've got a lot of associates and ties here where I'm trying to do everything I can to make sure they can keep getting what they need, to be able to provide for their family. So there's added weight that goes on top of that as well. And, you know, you want to look at it and say, gosh, do I really need to put that on myself?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And a lot of people from the outside would say, you know, well, you shouldn't have to worry about that. And it's like, yeah, but is that really the right response, or is that just the easy way out? And what I choose to believe in that is that that's kind of the easy way out, and I'm not interested in doing that. So it's been tough, man. I mean, this is not for the faint of heart right now.
Yeah.
I mean, and ultimately, I don't know if it's, you know, the way I feel is I don't know if it's really got any positive side coming out of here for the next few months, because a lot of the funding that was keeping people afloat too is gone.
Yeah.
So now you're going to have different scenarios, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's where you thought I was going to take this, but.
No, it's, I wanted to start off with slight venting, but I wanted to spend a few minutes trying to go through what I think what these articles suggest people do to get through this sort of thing. So let me just read through this one really quick. Pause before making decisions, public announcements, that mostly probably to social media right now, but also about leadership in front of companies. So before making any major decisions or public announcements, you know, take a pause, really think through what you're going to say. Don't just say whatever. Mm-hmm. Prioritize self-care. So talking about going to the gym, going to therapy, like you mentioned, sleep. That is a that's one that escapes all of us, I think, at work.
And let me explain sleep to you, Rick, real quick. There you go.
He's holding up a monster can. Yeah. So I think that's one of the things that escapes. Like I said earlier, like getting through it earlier this year, you just sort of push through and trying to get through the work day or try to get through the work, and you end up sort of overworking to get through the emotional strain, I think. So sometimes trying to recalibrate, step away from work and make sure you maintain your sleep, because your mind starts to deteriorate without sleep too. Build time into the daily schedule for breaks and connection. Have trusted professional relationships and support. Celebrate small wins and larger victories. And then this other article, and I'll put the links in our show notes. So check our website, spacespodcast.com, and then you can get links to these two articles if you want to read deeper into them. And this one, so just a little insight into my mind. I have one of those, I guess, I can't think of the exact phrasing, but what I was able to find out is sort of an existential mind, really taking in the weight of the world sometimes.
Okay.
So this is some tips specifically for people that tend to have that sort of existential thinking, I think, and anxiety. So it says to, one, write down your thoughts. Two, start fact-checking yourself. Three, switch from asking, is this true, to, is this helpful, which is a good one. Four, ask yourself, what do you say to a friend with the same thought? Five, go for realistic, not positive. Six, swap finding the bright side with finding meaning. Seven, turn a thought into an action you think will make you feel better. 8. Stick with reframing strategies for at least a week before switching it up. And then the last one, 9. Know when reframing isn't the best tool. So going through those, I thought they were beneficial, at least for the moment of getting through whatever you're going through mentally, and to try to help refocus your mind. And it kind of just helped me just reading through those. I think, like I mentioned earlier, it sort of gives the sense that you have some control over the situation. And I think that's really the biggest thing that we're dealing with as people through this whole thing, is a lack of control. And when you don't feel like you have control, that's when your anxiety just like goes through the roof and you just really start to have a problem. So people try to maintain control in whatever way they can, but it comes off very erratic, and, you know, social media responses and shouting down other people because you're just trying to regain control some kind of way, and it's not necessarily always the best way. And I must acknowledge, I understand we are not psychologists, therapists, or any trained professionals in this capacity. So take anything that we're saying with a grain of salt. You can check out these articles, talk to your therapist if you have one, find one if you don't. But just sort of riffing on kind of how we're dealing with this situation and trying to refocus to get through 2020 and get work done.
Well, yeah. I mean, the other thing too, we got to realize is everybody just emotionally hijacked.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that, like it's a completely, I think what we're going through as a society is a completely different scenario than we've ever dealt with before.
This is like massive, a massive moment of evolution because we're meeting technology, which our brains are not used to yet, even though we've had it for a while. The advancement of technology has far exceeded our mental capacity to accommodate it. The amount of information that we have access to at one single time is just blowing everyone's mind, in my opinion, I think.
Yeah.
We can't cope with that much.
I mean, I think there's some of that, but I think really what it is we're not dealing with factual-based information. You know what I mean? Or maybe there's a lot of opposing views of information that are out there. And so you're seeing all of this information come in, which is emotional play on both sides.
Yeah.
And throw that on top of all the emotions that people have, you know, it like just innately about what's going on and what tomorrow's going to look like and that unsettlingness that you're kind of talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's not really control, because control is always an illusion no matter what you do, right? Mm-hmm. Even though people like to feel like they have control, but so I think when you throw in that just massive mix of emotional stuff, which we can all tell you, like if you can objectively look at something or it's like whatever it is objective, it doesn't take nearly as much energy. It's the emotion that really drains you, right? So now you've got just this like hyperspeed amount of emotion that's drawing on everybody all the time. And it seems like nobody can find the objective middle right now. Mm-hmm. So it becomes very, very wedged, you know what I mean, in a lot of ways. And it's emotions are just running out of control. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the big thing, right? Is no matter how much we're trying to do, like my example with a lot of people is I can't have an objective conversation with any, I mean, it feels like I can't have an objective conversation with anybody right now, because if I have an opposing view, mm-hmm. like I'm the devil, you know what I mean? Like, it's like one of those things where, and that's why I stopped talking with a lot of people, to be honest with you, because it's like the easiest topics, you know, the pandemic we're going through right now, and someone and people, and I'm like, look, my opinion is we've got to open up some stuff. And the answer immediately is, well, people are going to die in the streets. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know what I mean? It's like, whoa, mm-hmm. like it just went the like 180 degree opposite direction to go for the jugular with a knife. You know what I mean? And maybe that's the case. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about it, not just say, you know, because I'm capitalistic and this and that, people are going to die in the streets. It's like, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm a capitalist for sure. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know what I mean? So it's just like, you have these extreme views with people right now where it is so far left or so far right. That doesn't mean political.
Yeah.
So far left or so far right that it's like, you can't, it's not, everything's gray in this world.
Yeah.
Especially in America, where it's like built that way, because it's about everybody being able to have their beliefs. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean their belief is better than somebody else's. It just means you're welcome to your belief. Mm-hmm. And it's that gray area that nobody will contend with right now. And it just, it's so divisive and it's draining. You know what I mean? And I think that's because of the available information, to your point, it's made so many things so much more heightened than we've ever dealt with in my life, and I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. It's your body never gets a down moment of no emotional input. It's like constantly fed with mostly bad right now. We haven't adjusted physically to what technology is doing to some extent in my view. So I think one, it'll take some time for us to sort of build these mental walls to understand that not all of this needs to be fed into us, and trying to shade some of that stuff out. And hopefully the technological systems will also start to recalibrate for the health of humanity to also understand that it's not healthy to have all of these inputs. But aside from that, I think some of these tips are worth reading into. So check out these articles on our website to help sort of recalibrate and refocus and help get you through any of these crisis moments to help get you back into work. I think that's the biggest point that we're trying to get to here, is that, you know, we acknowledge that there's this crazy situation happening in the world, and we're trying to still do work. So, you know, do what you can to manage your mental state, your emotional state, and then you got to get back into work and just push through.
Yeah.
That's the only way to make it happen.
What is the idea? Run, walk, or crawl if you must, right?
Yeah. Just keep moving forward. And I haven't read this book. I have to preface this. I haven't read it, but it's on my list. There's a book called Do the Work. Have you read it?
It sounds familiar. I mean, I love the sound of it, but.
Yeah. So I think it's Do the Work, and half the battle is just doing it, even though you don't feel like it. Just start doing it, and then you'll get through it at some point. So
that's an old sports analogy, right? So you look at the difference between the good people and the great people. And like a lot of people say, it's about showing up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the idea is like, yeah, maybe, a large percent of it is about showing up when you don't feel like doing it. You know what I mean? And ultimately, as you get going through it, hopefully you remember why you're doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the reason for it, like I said, even with workouts in the morning, like let's talk about health as part of it, right? Like that's a healthy thing to do. And even though I don't want to do it, it's like, just get your ass up, get on the bike and start. And usually it starts rolling through, you know what I mean? And that's what I think a lot of that is just commit to doing the things you know you need to do and then make the most of it.
Yeah.
Right. But it's not easy. It's not easy. I don't want people to think it's an easy thing to do. It's not.
Definitely. Sure. All right. So that's it for today. Thanks for having this conversation, Jason. And thanks for the listeners for just listening.
Our topic.
Oh, we have an episode coming out tomorrow, Wednesday. And then we'll talk back with you again for Express on Thursday. Thanks. This show is part of the Gable Media Network. You can check out similar content at gablemedia.com. That's GABLmedia.com. You can help support what we're doing here by leaving a 5-star rating and a review on your preferred podcasting app. It helps others find us, and your support is the only way that this show grows. And don't forget to connect with us through our Facebook community, Instagram, and see the random thoughts and articles that we share on Twitter and LinkedIn. Thank you again for spending some time with us. Talk soon.
Small firm entrepreneur architects, get ready to build a better business with the Entree Architect podcast, where business meets architecture. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, the host of Entree Architect podcast. Join me every week for inspiring interviews with passionate people that share proven strategies to help you build a better business.
If you think there is a problem, one, you can't make a move until you have a plan in place. The accountability chart really helps plan, okay, for the business 6 to 12 months out, this is what we need.
We cover it all, from financial management to marketing, sales, productivity, and beyond.
There's two sides of it, right? So there's the one when you don't have any work. So you're like, well, I'm either going to charge enough to be profitable, or I'm going to go out of business. Or you have so much work and you have backlog and you don't need any more work. So you charge way more.
I'd also say lagging measures, one of the best. Like the best. So for any client, for any professional service company, if you're going to take one thing away from what we're talking about today, is to look at a number called the labor efficiency ratio.
Entree Architect is not just a podcast. It's your secret weapon for success. With over 500 episodes, it's one of the longest running architecture podcasts in the world. You're sure to find the information you need to elevate your business. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe now and join the community of small firm entrepreneur architects building better businesses.